American Legion baseball coverage is on the air. This is the Russ Kindig pregame show.
It's going to be hit out toward right center field, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Alex Panganiban around the bag at first. He'll stay put there. Pango gets a single, a two-run single here in the first inning of play, and Hastings goes out on top by a score of 2-0.
It's the Area 7 tournament tonight as Hastings 5 points gets to take on Lexington on ESPN 1550 KICS. Now, let's go out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage here today with the Area 7 baseball tournament.
Coach,
in
Clark. I want to ask you about the Nebraska brand.
To take on Lexington in the open ground game. So it's been a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. Coach, the number four seed here in the area tournament. You guys got to feel as confident as anybody to win this thing.
Right. You know, we go into this is my eighth year in the Legion program, and every year these seeds, you know, unless you can play these guys and you don't know who's what seed anymore. You know, 1 through 4, you know, I think most of us are about the same. And this year we're the 4 and not one of the top ones. So we're going to go in and, you know, play baseball and let our game do the talking and not just the seed.
Yeah, he's playing about as well as you have all season long. Got some guys healthy again and really go in to the area tournament with a lot of momentum.
Yeah, you know, we have been playing well. Hopefully we can continue to play well. It's the right time to do it. We played 45 games this season to get to this point in the state tournament next week. So we're going to go in there, hopefully keep playing the way we have and take care of Lexington tonight.
You've got the safety net, so to speak, of the state tournament next week. We're already in. So do we approach this area tournament any differently?
No, I don't think so. We're going to go in. We're going to try and win this thing. Kearney's won it 9 straight years. We'd love to be the area champs hopefully with that we can do that. But like I said, our focus right now is trying to beat a team for the third time, which is tough no matter who you're playing, and Lexington's that team tonight.
What's it take to win a tournament like this?
Good pitching and good defense, timely hitting, which, you know, sounds cliche probably, but, you know, we feel like we've got 4 or 5 good starters that can go in deep into a tournament. You know, between Grant tonight and Zach Merrill, Alex Panganiban, Jared Foote, Matt Krantz. 9-inning games definitely turn the table around a little bit. It's a different game. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a fan of the 9-inning game. I don't know how they have us play 7 all year and say that they have these kids' arms and health and the best interest, because, you know, we might throw a guy 6 innings and not a 7th, but we might have a guy throw an extra inning or a Matt Krantz or somebody that's going to relieve for us a little bit more than they normally would. And, you know, I don't know that that's good on them either. But these 9-inning games are different. But back to your question, how do you win these games? Really good pitching. A lot of pitching is needed in 9-inning games and possibly, 4 or 5 games that we'd have to throw.
And we're lined up with the addition of Zach coming back on the mound now and Alex. We're probably lined up as good as anybody pitching-wise out of the 5 teams in this tournament.
Yeah, we feel like we're back to where we thought we were going to be going into the season, which is with a horse like Zach and Alex, and Jared Foote's doing really well for us. Matt Krantz has really been good his last 3 or 4 or 5 starts. So, yeah, we're happy. Grant Schmidt's thrown great. He threw well against great teams this year, Millard West, Grand Island. A Gretna team that really played well in our Johnny Hop tournament this weekend. So we're as confident with him going into against Lexington as we would be with any of the other 4 guys.
A record may not be flashy at 25-20, but you guys have really played some of the stiffest competition throughout the state of Nebraska, which kind of prepares you well for this postseason run.
Yeah, I'd like to think that we're playing that we played one of the better schedules of anybody or as many teams as we've seen. You know, we played Millard West, we played Westside, we played Creighton Prep, we played the team from Vegas, we played the team from Wyoming that's come in, we've played Lincoln Southwest, Lincoln Southeast, the Cornhusker League champs, we played Grand Island, we played Kearney. You know, we haven't shied away from anybody, and I think that's good for us. Hopefully it'll help us, you know, record wise like you said, isn't where we want it to be, but we're not concerned about that. We're 0-0 right now going into this area tournament.
What's the biggest concern here in the area tournaments when you face competition like we're going to see this weekend?
Right. You know, I think it's having enough pitching. You know, 9-inning games, that gets us up to the plate 2 more times. We're going from maybe 3 or 4 at-bats to, you know, it's going to probably be 4, 5, 5, 6 at-bats. And, you know, we like our lineup. We've really been hitting the ball well. And if you give us a couple extra bats, we're planning on scoring a few more runs.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Lexington as our pregame show continues after this.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week include a 2012 Dodge Caravan SE for $12,975 or a 2007 Town & Country Touring special price $7,975. Only at Kirshner's Auto Corner.
Back with Hastings 5 Points Bank head coach Russ Kindig. Hastings and Kearney here this afternoon getting set to take on Lexington in the opening round of the Area 7 baseball tournament here today. Like I said, a team that we have seen so far, so we're kind of familiar with this Lexington bunch.
Yeah, we've seen them. June 24th was the last time we saw them. Then we saw them that week before, that weekend before in the Grand Island tournament. We're planning on them throwing the little lefty, I think the last name is Lobby, at us. And, you know, we always joke, we got our lefty lineup in. With 12 right-handed hitting guys, so we're ready for the lefties. And we've seen a lot of lefties this year, some hard-throwing lefties, some less velocity guys, which this kid's going to be around the plate. He's going to do a good job of staying away on that outside corner. He's going to flip up some off-speed pitches, and we got to take a good approach up to the plate. Like I said, he's going to be around the plate, so you know we can be pretty aggressive, I think. We're going to have to stay in that right center gap, hard right center. It's got to be the approach, or if it's not and we're trying to pull the ball, then you're going to see a lot of ground balls to the left side.
What's our pitching plans for the weekend? We just line up our guys at 1-2-3-4 and let them roll out there?
I don't know. We're still discussing that. That might be a car ride discussion. Like I said, we're going to see. Hopefully Grant can go deep into this game for us, and we don't have to use a whole lot. You know, same tomorrow. Hopefully I think you're going to see either Zach or Jared or Alex Pangan even tomorrow, and we're hoping that he can throw us 5 or 6. We kind of break these into 3-inning games. Hopefully after the first 3, we're still solid. After that next 3 in the 6th inning, then we'll probably start looking into the 7, 8, and 9.
What about Grant, who we're going to see tonight?
Grant, he's going to throw fastball. He's going to locate his fastball, and he's got as good a changeup on the team as most guys. That's probably his best secondary pitch after his fastball, and then he also has a good curveball. So we'll see 3 pitches from him, a little bit above velocity or average velocity, but he really does a good job of locating. Usually when he's going good, we see a lot of fly balls out of him for some reason, whether it's the off speed that he goes to that gets guys out on the front foot. But hopefully we go out and he gives us 5 or 6 at least, and then we'll get into the pen and see where we're at.
All right, good.
Thanks.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Lexington today on ESPN 1550 KICS.
You've been listening to the Russ Kindig pregame show. Stay tuned to the first pitch is straight ahead on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KICS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage today here on ESPN 1550 KICS at the Area 7 tournament in Kearney at Memorial Field. Hastings getting set to take on Lexington. In fact, Lexington already from the plate here in the top half of the first. There's a tapper right back to the pitcher for Hastings, Grant Schmidt. He goes over to first base to record the outs. So the opening round game of the Area 7 baseball tournament, this will be a double elimination affair for the next few days. Hastings coming in with a record of 25 wins, 20 losses on the season. They're the number 4 seed. Lexington Pinnacle Bank, they are the number 5 seed here in the tournament. And Hastings has already beaten this team twice rather easily, winning by a score of 8-0 in 6 innings and 18-2 in 5 innings so far this season. So obviously Hastings, the heavy favorite here today. The winner of this ball game will move on to face the top seed, Kearney Runza, tomorrow night at 7:30, right back here in Kearney. So we're in the top half of the first inning. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Seth Sonderland leading off for Lexington. He's the shortstop. He's already grounded out here in the first. This is Skyler Salem up there, the center fielder, batting second. Brian McMahon will be your pitcher. He'll bat in the number three spot today. Morgan Ansbach will be your catcher. He'll bat number four for Lexington. Then we'll see Chandler Flynn, the right fielder, in the number five spot. Danny Velasquez will be your left fielder, batting sixth. Caleb Lobby, the second baseman, batting seventh. Jade Fago will be your first baseman, batting eighth. And we'll see Carlos Avila batting in the number nine position here this afternoon for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. Get you the starting lineups here for Hastings here today in the batting order. We got Brock Greer out in center field. He'll lead off for Hastings 5 points. Brooks Asher will be your catcher. He'll bat second. Alex Panganiban, the right fielder, batting third. Zach Merrill, the first baseman, batting fourth. Brayden Valentine, the left fielder, number five today. Blaine Dreher, the third baseman, batting sixth. Vinny Schmidt, the second baseman, batting seventh. Grant Schmidt, the pitcher, batting eighth. And Sam Reimer, the shortstop, in the number nine spot here today. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. They're at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Skyler Salem, the center fielder, has just recorded a walk. So Lexington Pinnacle Bank has got the first base runner of the ball game. That's Salem down there at first base. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to left field. That's going to fall right in front of Brayden Valentine. So Brian McMahon, the pitcher, gets a base hit here in the first inning of play. And all of a sudden, Lexington, a team that has really struggled this season, has got runners on at first and second base here in the first inning. And that's going to bring up Morgan Ansbach next. He's the catcher. Temperature today is sweltering. Needless to say, mostly sunny skies. 97 degrees here in Kearney this afternoon. Winds are not be too much of a factor out of the south, about 13 miles per hour. It feels like 102 here at the field, according to the National Weather Service. And we're on field turf, which just adds a few more degrees out there. In fact, the entire infield is a field turf here at Memorial Field. The outfield is natural grass, but the entire infield, including the baselines, are artificial. So the infielder is going to feel it here today on the artificial surface at Memorial Field, and we're definitely feeling it here in the press box. This will be one of the hotter press boxes I've ever called a baseball game in here today, with little if any AC up here. So it'll be a hot one here today between Lexington and Hastings in the Area 7 baseball tournament. Morgan Ansbach is your catcher, and he's batting right now the number four position. Lexington batting in the top half of the first inning. Our area and state tournament games this year will be all nine-inning affairs with a 10-run rule after seven innings. There's the next pitch in there. It's going to be a strike, and the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes now to Morgan Ansbach. Hastings in their teal blue, the North Carolina blue uniforms here this afternoon, their white baseball pants. Lexington all in their all whites with their black and orange trim. There's a long fly ball out to center field. Dreher races back. He grabs it. Tagging up at second base and moving over to third is going to be Skyler Salem. So Ansbach, he flies out to center field, but it moves the base runner Salem over to third base. McMahon stays at first for Lexington. And now Lexington Pinnacle Bank has got runners at the corners at first and third. Two men out here in the first. And Chandler Flynn comes to the plate next. Flynn will be your right fielder for Lexington here this afternoon. He will bat from the right-hand side. Grant Schmidt, your pitcher here this afternoon. Four wins, two losses on the season. He's got no saves. He has thrown 18 and two-thirds innings. He has given up 21 hits and 12 runs. 10 of those have been earned. 10 base on balls and 5 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.75. So Lexington has got something going here in the top half of the first inning, but now there's two men out. Pitch comes in there for a strike from Grant Schmidt to Chandler Flynn. He works quickly. Here's the next pitch. Popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield, calling it as the first baseman, Merrill, and he makes the catch. And Hastings escapes here in this first inning of play with no runs scored. Lexington, they score no runs on a base hit, no errors, two left. We go to the bottom of the first with a score Lexington nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
If people look at the history and what Mary Lanning has attempted to provide for 100 years, it's amazing.
I would hope that within the next 100 years, the hospital and its staff would not lose sight of its history, why it's here, why it was developed, why Mr. Lanning put it together, and why it was called Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital.
I think Mary Lanning's role in the community will always stay strong, and the hospital will always be something that the community will be proud of.
I see it as remaining a community hospital that provides the best service for the people of this area.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mike Will back here at Memorial Field in Kearney. You're listening to the Area 7 Baseball Tournament on ESPN 1550 KICS. Moving a few things around here for the beginning of the tournament with our fair coverage over on 1230 KHAS this afternoon. As we continue to broadcast live at the Adams County Fair, tomorrow's ball game, no matter if we win or lose, we'll be back on 1230 KHAS. If Hastings wins this ball game, 7:30 tomorrow night against Kearney Runza. If we lose this ball game, we'll play in the elimination ball game tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Either way, we'll have it for you back on 1230 KHAS. But providing you with the opening round game here this afternoon on ESPN 1550 KICS, Lexington put a couple of men on the base pads in the first inning of play, unable to score. So now Hastings will come to the plate here in the bottom half of the first inning. Lexington will have Morgan Ansbach behind the plate here. Carlos Avila will be at third base. Seth Sonderland will be at shortstop. Caleb Lobby will be at second base. Jade Fagot will be over there at first base with Brian McMahon on the hill. Danny Velasquez will be your left fielder. Skylar Salem will be your center fielder. And Chandler Flynn will be your right fielder. That's the defense for Lexington here this afternoon as we play at Memorial Field in Kearney today. Hastings has already qualified for the Class A state tournament. Hastings will host one of the two state tourneys beginning next weekend. So no matter what Hastings does here in the area tournament this weekend, Hastings will play in the area tournament either as a host or a champion here from this area tournament. We'll see what happens here this weekend in this double elimination fair. Hastings, the number 4 seed. Kearney is the number 1 seed. Lexington, number 5. And then you've got North Platte playing Scotts Bluff, the number 2 and 3 seeds, coming up in the second ball game here tonight at 7:30. So Brock Drew will lead things off for Hastings. Hastings now as a team has upped their batting average to .293. Drew has an average of .381. He's done a pretty good job for head coach Russ Kindig all season long. Pitch comes inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Brock Drew. Drew leads the team in walks with 20. He's got just 9 strikeouts this season. As the next pitch comes in there, way outside for a ball, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. 2-1 the count here, 2-0 the count here to Brock Drew. He has got 43 base hits and 113 trips to the plate so far for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, 2-1 the count. Brock Drew has got a couple of triples to his credit. He's got 8 doubles, and he's got a couple of home runs. He's the team in runs scored with 39. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, first base side, out of play. And the count should be sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Brock Drew. Brock Drew, a right-handed hitter. In fact, everybody in the lineup for Hastings today will bat from the right-hand side against the lefty out there. And Brian McMahon for Lexington. Here comes the next pitch, swung on, hit toward right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up out by Chandler Flynn over toward the foul line. So Brock Drew leads off with a base hit here for Hastings down the right field line. And Brooks Asher comes to the plate next for Hastings. Asher has been the glue to keep this team together here in this series. A team batting average of .383. Actually, a batting average for Asher at .383 on the season. Leads the team in base hits. Leads the team in RBIs. And in walks. He's 49 for 128 from the plate this year for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And here comes a pitch to him. He hits that one hard toward left field. Velasquez drops back, and that's going to be off of the wall at 335 feet away. Asher is heading to second base, sliding into third easily as Brock Drew. And Brooks Asher gets a double off the wall out there in left field. Dreher moves over to third base on the play. Brooks Asher gets a double here for Hastings. So now Hastings 5 points back. Has got runners on at second and third base here in the first inning. And now Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next. 335 down the left field line and 325 to the right field line. Straightaway center field, although it's not marked, they tell us that somewhere around 385 out to straightaway center field. A large green picket fence around the field here at Memorial Field. And that was high off of that green picket fence out there. Just a couple of feet away from getting out of here in the first inning of play. Brooks Asher with a double. So Hastings has got base runners on at second and third base here in the first inning. Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next. Pango with a batting average of 319 in the season. He's got 37 base hits and 116 trips to the plate. There's a ball hit toward right field. That's going to curve over into foul territory. And the count is sitting at 2-1 now to Panganiban. Nobody out for Hastings here in the first inning of play. Hastings played Lexington twice in a matter of about 6 days. They played him in the Grand Island tournament, beat him by the score of 18-2, and came back the following Wednesday and beat Lexington at home by the score of 8-0. They're supposed to play the following Tuesday again, but that game was called off when they had to move some things around scheduling-wise. So Hastings and Lexington has played just twice this season. No score here. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Here comes the next pitch to Pango. That's going to be way outside for a ball, and he walks him. Lexington has got to stay out of the big innings. Naturally, Hastings can put a lot of runs on the scoreboard. They showed that when they beat him 18-2. Lexington has struggled with Class A opponents this year. Most of their wins, in fact, all their wins this year, have been against Class B schools. Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Merrill's going to take a strike at the outside corner here. Nothing and one to Zach Merrill. Merrill with a batting average now on the season at 308. 33 base hits and 107 trips to the plate. Next pitch way outside for a ball, and it's not one ball and one strike to our first baseman for Hastings, Zach Merrill. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the first. We got the bases loaded. Panganiban's down there at first base. Asher is on at second base. Brock Dreher is at third. There's a bouncing ball toward third. Foul territory. So Merrill now looking at kind of one ball and two strikes. Braden Valentine will follow him. Blaine Dreher in the hole here for Hastings with Vinny Schmidt, Grant Schmidt, and Sam Reimer hoping to get a chance here in his first inning of play. Ryan McMahon, your pitcher here for Lexington, in a jam here in the first inning. Rocks and fires as the left-hander comes to the plate, and that pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-2 now to Zach Merrill for Hastings. Merrill has struck out 12 times so far this year. He has walked 9 times, 33 base hits, and 107 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. Now Merrill has a full count of 3-2. So Brian McMahon has got to come home with something right here. 3-2, the bases loaded. There's the windup and the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a couple of base on balls here in this first inning of play. A double and a single, and Hastings has scored as Merrill drives home a run. Brings home Brock Dreher from third base, and Hastings goes out on top now by a score of 1-0 in this ballgame. Asher moves over to third base on the play. Alex Panganiban is at second base. Zach Merrill is on at first base. Braden Valentine comes to the plate next. So Zach Merrill walks here in this first inning of play. Walks for just the 10th time this season. Now Braden Valentine comes to the plate next. Valentine so far this season, 257 is his batting average. There's a high fly ball, and that's going to fall out in right center field. That's going to roll to the wall. One run scores. The second one comes to the plate. Here comes the third one to the plate, and heading over to third base on the play is Valentine. A 3-run triple there for Braden Valentine. Very first pitch that he sees, he knocks that one to right center field. It rolls all the way to the wall, cleans the bases as Valentine moves over to third base on a play, and Hastings goes out on top here in the first inning over Lexington in the area tournament. The score is 4-0. Still nobody out for Hastings here in the inning. Here comes a Blaine Dreher next. He hits that ball deep to left field, and that is out of here for a home run. Blaine Dreher gets a home run on the very first pitch that he sees here, a 2-run homer, and Hastings has scored 6 runs in the first inning of play, and still there is nobody out here in this sitting. Hastings goes out on top 6-0. So Blaine Dreher homers after Braden Valentine gets a three-run triple here in the first inning of play. Hastings now leading by the score of 6-0. Valentine comes in to score. Blaine Dreher gets a home run there for Hastings. That's his second homer of the season. That one was knocked over the wall at 335 feet away. And now we got a conversation on the mound here. A 6-0 ball game. Let's keep it right here. I think we're just going to have a little pep talk out there as the head coach for Lexington comes out. It's a two-run homer by Blaine Dreher here in the first inning of play. A three-run triple by Braden Valentine. Hastings also getting a double from Brooks Asher, a single from Brock Dreher, and a couple of walks to Pangan Eben and Merrill. And Hastings has plated six runs here in the first inning of play with still nobody out in the first inning of play. This could be a long afternoon here today at Memorial Field with this Area 7 baseball tournament and a nine-inning ball game scheduled here today with a 10-run rule after seven innings. Hastings has plated six runs here in the first, and now Vinny Schmidt comes to the plate next. Vinny playing at second base here for Hastings. He takes a strike there on the inside corner for a strike. Vinny's got a batting average of .326 on the season. 31 base hits and 95 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch by McMahon. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Vinny, looking at no balls and two strikes. 13 base on balls and 11 strikeouts for Vinny Schmidt so far this year. Brian McMahon looks in for the sign from his catcher, Morgan Ansbach. He's got it. Here's the next pitch, way outside for a ball. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Vinny Schmidt, he's got 31 base hits this year. All 31 have been singles. Batting here from the right-hand side. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, swung on, fouled right back to the screen. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. And weather-wise, not a cloud in the sky today. 97 degrees here at game time. Winds out of the south at 13. The feels-like temperature is sitting at 102 degrees. Probably a few degrees higher than that on the turf here at Memorial Field. There comes a 2-2 pitch. It's outside for another ball. That's now three balls and two strikes. Three balls and two strikes here to Vinny Schmidt for Hastings. Vinny's got 14 RBIs so far this year. Walked 13 times. He has struck out 11 times. Where's number four in that North Carolina blue uniform here this afternoon? Here comes a 3-2 pitch. A cold third strike at the inside corner, and he strikes him out. So Hastings sends six guys to the plate without recording an out, and Vinny Schmidt is caught looking here on a great pitch thrown by Brian McMahon on the inside corner. So the first strikeout and the first out of the ball game now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Grant Schmidt, the pitcher for Hastings, coming to the plate next. There's a pitch by McMahon. It's going to be in there for another strike. So maybe now Brian McMahon has found the strike zone after that little visit from their pitching coach. Grant Schmidt to the plate now for Hastings. Takes a look at another pitch. That's going to be in there for another strike. No balls and two strikes now to Grant Schmidt of Hastings. Grant's got a batting average of .242 so far this year. 23 base hits and 95 trips to the plate. There's a ball hit up toward the middle. The shortstop bobbles the ball. And Grant's going to be safe over here at first base. Schmidt with a hit. Sonderland moving over to the bag at second to try to snag that one. It goes ricocheting off of his glove. They're going to give Grant Schmidt a base hit on the play. So Hastings has got five base hits here in the first inning of play. Now Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. Would have been a tough play there for the shortstop, Sonderland, but we've seen him made before. He just moved to his left, right in front of the bag at second base to snag the ball, but it goes ricocheting off of his glove, and Grant Schmidt is in there safely at first base. There's an attempted bunt laid down there by Sam Reimer that's going to be fouled away. No balls in one strike. Reimer's been kind of nursing a bad back here at the end of the season. Has missed several ball games as of late. They didn't know if he was going to be able to play here in the area tournament, but evidently felt all right today. And Sam Reimer is in the starting lineup here for Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Reimer. He is the number nine guy in the batting order here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Batting average at .270 on the season. Hastings out on top by a score of 6-0 here in this one. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Reimer was 17 base on balls and 15 strikeouts so far this year. Got 27 base hits. 23 of those have been singles. Four of them have been doubles. Takes a look at the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. And there's now three balls and one strike to Sam Reimer. We'll see the top of the order again in Brock Greer. If Reimer can get aboard here in this first inning. Still only one man out. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward right center field, giving chase, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Center fielder Salem picks it up around the bag at second. On his way to third is going to be Schmidt. Here comes the throw in, and Reimer heads down to second. Now the ball gets away from the third baseman, Avila, and coming home on the play for Hastings is going to be Schmidt. Reimer heads into third base with a head first slide. So Sam Reimer is going to be credited here with a single. There's going to be an error thrown in there as well to allow Reimer to head to a third base on the play. Hastings is now out on top by a score of 7-0 here in this first inning of play as Grant Schmidt comes in to score. 7-0, Hastings has got the lead, and here comes Brock Dreher back to the plate again for Hastings here in the first inning. That throw came in there from Chandler Flynn, the right fielder. Actually, Skyler Salem, the center fielder, threw that one as they both were chasing the ball down in right center field, and the ball came back to the infield, got away from everybody toward the Hastings dugout here in the third base side. Grant Schmidt took off from third base. He scores easily, and then Sam Reimer with a head first slide ends up at third base. Obviously, his back is feeling much better here today. There's a pitch to Sinemir for a strike on Brock Dreher, and the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to Brock Dreher in the first inning of play. There's another ball hit toward right. Flynn comes over toward the foul line. He can't grab it. Falls for a base hit. Coming in to score for Hastings is going to be Sam Reimer. So another base hit for Hastings as Brock Dreher gets a single. That drives home another run. And Hastings is down on top now by a score of 8-0. Still only one man out here in this first inning of play. Wowzers. Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. He had a double. Scored a run earlier in this inning. As the pitch comes outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes now to Brooks Asher for Hastings. Asher with a team leading 383 batting average. Pitches inside. There's a throw down to second base. That's not going to be in time. Stolen base there for Brock Dreher. So Dreher is on the base pads at second base. Brooks Asher at the plate here for Hastings. Brooks leads the team in RBIs with 26. Asher had a double his first time up there. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled away here at the plate. And the count now with Asher is sitting at two balls and one strike. This could turn into a rather long afternoon here as Hastings is putting a two Lexington here in this first inning of play. 8-0 is the score. Hastings with seven base hits. There's another ball. It's going to be hit toward right center field, giving chase Salem, and he's going to grab the ball out there in center, tagging up at second base, heading to third. That's going to be Dreher. So Salem, the center fielder, finally makes the play on the ball out there in center. Asher is out on the play. Brock Dreher heads over to third base on the play. Alex Panganiban comes up there next for Hastings. Pango had a base on balls and scored a run earlier in the season. So now there is two men out for Hastings here in this first inning of play. As Pango comes up there for the second time already here in the ballgame. Bouncing ball toward third, fielded there by Avila. He goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time. And finally, Lexington gets out of this first inning of play as Alex Panganiban grounds out to third base. But Hastings comes up with eight runs on seven base hits. There was one error on Lexington, then one runner left on base. One inning in the books this afternoon from the Area 7 tournament in Kearney. The score, Hastings 8 and Lexington nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
All right, back here at Memorial Field in Kearney. American Legion baseball action coming your way this afternoon on ESPN 1550 KICS. Because of some programming situations on 1230 KHIS with the Adams County Fair today, we've made our way over here to ESPN Radio. Rest of the baseball season will be back on 1230 KHIS, including tomorrow's ball game. If Hastings can win this one, we'll face the number one seed, Kearney Runza, again. That will be a 7:30 ball game tomorrow night on 1230 KHIS, 7:15 for the pregame. Hastings drops this ball game. We'll have a late afternoon affair at 4:30. Hastings will take on the loser of the next ball game coming up between North Platte and Scotts Bluff. That will be in the elimination ball game tomorrow. But Hastings has staked themselves out to a great position here. 8-0 is the score. And we have played just one inning. Hastings with 8 runs and 7 base hits. Lexington with an error in the bottom half of the first. Lexington, they were able to get a couple of base runners in the first inning. McMahon had a single and Skyler Salem had a walk, but nothing across the plate. So they'll come up here now. There's 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the second inning of play against Grant Schmidt. Danny Velasquez, the left fielder, coming up there, followed by Caleb Lobby, then Jade Fago, Carlos Avila. Well, then bad if they can get something going here in the second inning of play. There's a big swing and a miss there by Danny Velasquez. And the count is sitting at 1-1. So Grant Schmidt getting the start for Hastings here in game number one of this area tournament. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Grant does have a great velocity, but he's always around the plate, it seems like. A lot of teams hit fly balls off of Grant Schmidt for some reason. As the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is now even up at 2-2. Hastings, the home team in this ball game today, occupying the third base dugout here at Memorial Field. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's now 3-2. Danny Velasquez is a right-handed hitter here. So he works against the righty out there for Hastings in Grant Schmidt. Grant gets his sign from Brooks Asher. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. That would look good from here, but evidently a little bit too low. Grant Schmidt walks him. Velasquez heads down to first base on the play. It's going to be the second walk of the ball game now for Grant Schmidt. Caleb Lobby comes up there next. Lobby is the second baseman. Where's number 8 in that white and black and orange uniform here this afternoon? So now Grant Schmidt will work from the stretch with their base runner down there at first base. That's Velasquez. There's a big swing and a miss here at the plate. Nothing at 1 to Caleb Lobby. Jade Fago would be next. And then Carlos Avila's Lexington has got a big hole here. They have fallen behind 8-0 after just one inning. Next pitch to Lobby is going to be hit toward right field, but it's going to be curving over into foul territory. And it gets out of play. No balls and 2 now to Caleb Lobby. Out of area baseball tournaments are getting underway today. State tournaments for most of the classes will be next weekend. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count remains at 0-2. The Area 7 Juniors tournament being played out in Scotts Bluff beginning today. Lexington. Actually, it's a Hastings 5 points. Actually, Hastings at Johnson Imperial Homes. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes playing in the first ball game out in Scotts Bluff tonight in the juniors tournament. As the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 1-2. Hastings will take on Kearney Post 52 at 6:00 tonight. Scotts Bluff will take on Lexington in the second ball game at 8:30. There's a bouncing ball to third. They go to second for one over to first base. That's not going to be in time. The relay throw a little bit off of the bag there, so Lobby is going to get a board on the fielder's choice as Blaine Dreher goes over to Vinny Schmidt to get the out over there at second base. But the relay throw was a little bit off of the bag, so no double play there. But now there's one man out, and a runner is on at first base. Jade Fagol is up there next for Lexington. He's the number eight hitter in the batting order. So now one man out. Grant Schmidt will continue to work from the stretch. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. Nothing and one. Area 6 baseball tournament for the seniors being played up in Grand Island. Home Federal is the number one seed there. They'll have a bye in action today. They'll play their first ball game tomorrow as the next pitch comes to the plate and a swing and a miss. Game scheduled today. Gretna and Norfolk, Columbus and South Sioux City, and Grand Island USAVE taking on Fremont in the Area 6 Seniors Tournament up in Grand Island at Ryder Park. No balls and two strikes. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate. That remains at nothing and two. Area 6 Juniors Tournament being played up in Columbus. A couple of ball games already in the books. Grand Island 5 points banked today. Shout out to Columbus Reds by the score of 10-0. And Gretna has shut out Norfolk in the second ball game by a score of 6-0. Grand Island Dinsdale is playing South Sioux City at 3 o'clock today. Fremont against the Columbus Blues at 5:30. Then in the Area 6 Juniors Tournament up in Columbus. Next pitch fouled away back to the screen. And the count remains in new balls and two strikes. We're just joining us here on ESPN Radio. Hastings scores 8 runs in the first inning of play. Hastings has got the lead over Lexington Pinnacle Bank here in the first round game of Area 7 by a score of 8-0. No balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch swung on a miss and he strikes out. And now a quick throw down to first base. They have got him down there at first base. Caleb Lobby, I don't know what he was doing. He was off of the bag there at first. Jade Fagot, he strikes out in the ball game, and then Asher with a perfect strike down to Zach Merrill, who applies the tag, and a double play there with a strikeout and a pickoff down at first base, and Lexington is out of this first inning of play, or second inning of play. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings 8, Lexington nothing.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
You're listening to the American Legion Area 7 Baseball Tournament today here on ESPN 1550 KICS. We're at Memorial Field in Kearney. Hastings out on top by the score of 8-0 here in this ball game as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Hastings with 8 runs and 7 base hits in the first inning of play, including a single by Brock Dreher, a double by Brooks Asher, a couple of walks to Alex Panganiban and Zach Merrill, then a 3-run triple by Braden Valentine, a 2-run home run by Blaine Dreher, another single, and another single, and another single, and Hastings has got things going their way here in the area tournament so far, 8-0. Zach Merrill comes to the plate for Hastings here to begin the second. Merrill had a base on balls his first time up there, and inning number one. So Merrill up there for the second time. Batting average on the season is sitting at 308. Lexington's pitcher, Brian McMahon, is going to live to see another inning here. We got just 10 players I see dressed for the ball game here today. There's a high flying ball here. It's going to stay in the infield. The shortstop, Sunderland, grabs it right behind the pitcher's mound. He nearly overran the thing. So Zach Merrill flies out to the shortstop for the first out here in the second inning of play. Now Braden Valentine comes up there next. Valentine had that three-run triple back there in the first inning of play. Valentine with a .257 batting average. That was his first triple of the 2015 season earlier in this ball game. As he takes a pitch there, it's going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0 the count. Valentine down 28 for 106 from the plate. Driven home now 23 runs on the season. His next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to Valentine. So Hastings in the meat of the order here in the second inning. 4, 5, and 6 with Merrill, Valentine, and Dreher. 2-0 the count here. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. And it's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes to Brayden Valentine. He leads the team in strikeouts. He's got 22. He's got 19 base on balls. There's the full windup again by Brian McMahon. It's on the way, and the pitch is going to be right down the pipe there for a strike. Three balls and one strike. Obviously, Valentine let that one go right on by. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses down low on a base on balls. Valentine heads down to first base on the play. That's going to be walk number three in the ball game now for Lexington's pitcher, Brian McMahon. Now Blaine Dreher comes to the plate next. Dreher had that two-run homer back there in the first inning of play. Over the fence at 335 feet away. There's a curveball thrown to him there by McMahon. That's going to miss inside. One ball and no strikes. So Blaine Dreher now with a couple of home runs on the season. Hastings has hit five home runs as a team. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. Has two balls and no strikes. Vinny Schmidt will be next for Hastings, and then Grant Schmidt, then Sam Reimer. Hastings can get things cranked up here in the second inning of play. Next pitch by McMahon is going to be up high for a ball. And they count now three balls and no strikes. The catcher, Morgan Ansbach, out of his crouch in a hurry, was looking down toward first base, but Valentine is back in there. Three balls, no strikes here. Here comes the 3-0 pitch to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. He walks him. Walks number three and four in the ball game now for Brian McMahon here in the second inning of play. And here we go again. Hastings got base runners on at first and second base.
Number four, second baseman, Vinny Schmidt.
Vinny Schmidt coming to the plate next. Vinny struck out his first time up there. In fact, he was the only guy to record an out in the first nine guys that Brian McMahon faced. Hastings got base runners on at first and second base. There's a curveball that's going to stay outside and up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Vinny Schmidt. Batting average on the season is sitting at .326 for Schmidt. McMahon working from the stretch. Next pitch is going to be down low. The ball gets away from Ansbach, the catcher, back to the screen. Advancing one will be your base runners, Valentine and Dreher. So a pass ball there on the catcher, Morgan Ansbach. Now Hastings 5 points back. He's got one man out and runners on at second and third base here in the second inning of play. 8-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead here in the Area 7 baseball tournament. Next pitch to Vinny Schmidt is going to be outside. Nope, catches the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Vinny. He's got 13 base on balls and 11 strikeouts so far this season. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be down low for another ball. Goes ricocheting off of the turf up into the chest protector of the catcher, Morgan Ansbach. Vinny Schmidt puts up the stop sign down there at third base as Valentine was looking in. From third base, three balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. It actually goes behind the batter. It's caught there by Ansbach, but the pitch was behind Vinny Schmidt and a base on balls. So three straight walks now here in this second inning of play. And here comes the pitching coach again for Lexington. He'll make his second appearance out there. Boy, Brian McMahon has just had a tough time here, giving up seven hits in the first inning of play. Now he's walked three straight guys here in this second inning after getting Zach Merrill to fly out to the shortstop. So the entire infield is being called in here. It's just a simple case that Brian McMahon has not been able to find the strike zone. Pitching coach pats him on the fanny. He's going to let him see some more batters here. This is grueling at best. Young man is out there that has no control whatsoever. And he's laboring out there here in the second inning of play. Here comes Grant Schmidt for Hastings. the pitcher. He had his single back there in the first inning of play. Hastings has got the bases loaded here in the second. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the counts. Hastings beat this team in the Grand Island tournament a couple of weeks ago, 18-2. And beat him a few days later in a home ball game, 8-0. There's a hard hit ball toward left field, and that's going to go off of the wall. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate. Here comes the third one to the plate. Pulling up at second base on the play is going to be Grant Schmidt, and he gets a three-run double off of the fence. Again, out in left field, and just a few feet away from getting out of here at 335 feet away. So Braden Valentine comes in from third base to score. Blaine Dreher trots around from second base. Vinny Schmidt, a leisurely stroll from first base. And now it's an 11-0 ball game. Hastings has got the lead over Lexington here in the Area 7 baseball tournament. One man out here in this inning. And now Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. There's a bouncing ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. Retrieved there by Carlos Avila. So anything else, Hastings getting in some good batting practice here in this opening round game of the Area 7 baseball tournament. 8 base hits and 11 runs for Hastings in the first 2 innings of play. We're not done yet. Sam Reimer, a hard shot down the third baseline. That's going to be in foul territory by the glove of Carlos Avila. Now Reimer's looking at no balls and 2 strikes. Reimer has a batting average now of .270 on the season. 27 base hits and 100 trips to the plate. He has walked 17 times. He has struck out 15 times. There's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count now at 1-2. American Legion baseball action here today on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings. Here comes the 1-2 pitch by McMahon. That's going to be outside for another ball. It's now even up at 2-2. Hastings sitting at 25-20 on the season. Actually playing pretty well here down the stretch. Had a good weekend tournament with that Johnny Hop tournament. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball, and it's now 3-2. 3-2 with one man out here in the second inning of play. All Hastings here in this one. Next pitch is swung on off of the handle of the bat, and it comes back to the screen. Sam Reimer just getting a little piece of that one, but stays alive in there with 2 strikes. 3-2 here in the second inning of play. This is the bottom of the second. Brian McMahon winds and delivers. Pitch outside for a ball, and he walks him. The 6th walk of the ball game now for Brian McMahon. Hastings got base runners on at first and second, and that's going to be all she wrote here. The head coach for Lexington finally going to be making his way out to the pitcher's mound here this afternoon. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 11 and Lexington nothing.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro advantages and to request a free quote for a custom designed building. Astro buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5880. Or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Building since 1969.
Now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Special things are going on during our Drive and Discover event. Stop in and test drive one of the new amazing vehicles we have to offer and discover what you've been missing out on. Drive and discover from our selection of Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, or Ram trucks with huge discounts for you during the Drive and Discover event now at Great Plains North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage here today on ESPN 1550 KICS. Hastings out on top of Lexington. Pinnacle Bank. The score is 11-0. We have got one man out in the second inning of play. New pitcher is going to be Caleb Lobby as he comes in from second base to throw here. Ryan McMahon is going to head over to first base. Like we said, they only got 10 guys dressed here, so these guys are going to just move around in the infield here a little bit.
First, back it goes to second.
So McMahon is now at first base. And moving over to second base is going to be Jade Fagot. And the first pitch here by Lobby gets away from the catcher back to the screen. And advancing one will be Schmidt to third and Sam Reimer to second. So a pass ball. These two runners will be charged to Brian McMahon's statistics if they get home. One man out. It is an 11-0 ball game. There's a high fly ball out toward right center field. Could be trouble. Drifting back to center fielder. That's Salem. He makes the catch. Runners are going to tag as the throw comes in. And scoring in the play is going to be Grant Schmidt. So Brock Dreher flies out to center field, but gets a sacrifice to score a run. That's going to bring Brooks Asher next. So now Hastings is out on top by a score of 12-0 in this Area 7 baseball tournament. Also tagging up and moving down to third base on the play with Sam Reimer, but now there's two men out as Brooks Asher will come to the plate next. Asher's already been up there twice, and we're in the second inning. This is his third time. He had a double in the first inning. Flew out to center field later on in the inning, and now we see him again here in inning number two. There's a strike delivered up there on the outside corner, and the count is sitting at 1-1. If you're just joining us, Hastings scoring 8 runs in the first inning. They have scored 4 more here in the second. Hastings out on top by a score of 12-0. There's a swing and a foul tap now by Brooks Asher, and the count is sitting at 1-2. Hastings would see the number one seed, Kearney Runza, the 9-time defending champions, tomorrow in the winner's bracket ball game, if they can hold on to this win here today. There's a swing and a miss there, and Asher strikes out. So Caleb Lobby comes in against Lexington out of the inning, but not before Hastings scores 4 more runs. 4 runs and only 1 base hit. No errors on Lexington. And one runner left on base. 2 innings in the books this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score. Lexington trailing Hastings. Hastings 5 points back, 12. Lexington nothing.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website. Online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
American Legion baseball action here today on 1230 KHAS, or rather ESPN 1550 KICS. Yeah, that's where we're at today, ESPN 1550 KICS. A change in programming. We'll be back on 1230 KHAS tomorrow, either at 4:30 or at 7:30 for the second round game here in the area tournament. Hastings out on top by a score of 12-0 here in this ballgame. Lexington has had no answers, and their pitchers really having a problem finding their range here so far this afternoon. Hastings has taken advantage. Hastings hitting the ball well with a double from Brooks Asher so far, a triple from Braden Valentine, home run from Blaine Dreher, singles by Grant Schmidt, Sam Reimer, Brock Dreher. And they've helped along with the 6 walks in the ballgame so far. So Grant Schmidt back out here for Hastings. Lexington has had base runners in each inning so far, but Hastings has been able to get out of the inning unscathed. Lex had runners on at first and third base in the first inning with one man out. They got two guys to fly out to get out of the inning. In the second inning of play, they gave up a walk a sacrifice and then and a strikeout, and Brooks Asher picked off Jade Fagot down there at first base to get out of the inning. So Grant Schmidt comes back out here. He throws a strike there, and it's two balls and one strike. This is Carlos Avila. He is a third baseman up there now for Lexington, number nine hitter in the batting order. Grant Schmidt goes to work. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Has three balls and two strikes. Boy, as a pitcher, when you're leading 12 to nothing, you just want to find the strike zone and let your defense go to work here. You got a few runs you can play with here. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Reimer has got it on the big hop. He goes over to first base, and he throws it over the head of Zach Merrill into the fence. So an error chalked up there on the shortstop Reimer, and Seth Sunderland gets aboard here in the third inning of play on the Hastings error. That's one thing you don't want to do, and that's give him extra chances. That was just a routine ground ball there. That throw from Reimer got away over the first baseman, Zach Merrill. That's the first error of the ball game for Hastings. Now Skyler Salem comes up there next. He's a center fielder. He walked his first time up there in inning number one. Fastball delivered up there by Grant Schmidt. It's going to be outside. And the count, one ball and no strikes. The base runner is on at first base. That's Seth Sunderland. This is Skyler Salem, the center fielder. And we'll see a Brian McMahon coming up there next. There's a chopper right into the dugout here on the third base side. Russ Kindig and Kevin Asher, who's on some seats right in front of the dugouts, ducking away from that chopper. So one ball and one strike now to Skyler Salem. Right-handed hitter here for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. Grant Schmidt's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Area 7 baseball tournament with nine-inning ball games. And a state tournament as well next weekend will all be nine-inning affairs. There is a 10-run rule, I believe, in place after seven innings. That's another bouncing ball toward third. Foul territory, and the count now is sitting at two balls and two strikes to Skyler Salem. Hastings is out on top by a score of 12 to nothing in this ball game today on ESPN Radio. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward left field. That's going to get down for a base hit, picked up out there by Braden Valentine. So Seth Sunderland, he gets a base hit here for Lex as he singles out to left field. It was Avila who got aboard on the error. I think I skipped ahead here. Avila got aboard on the Reimer error. That was a Seth Sunderland with a base hit. So Sunderland is now at first base. Avila is down here at second base, and that's going to bring up Skyler Salem next. He hits that ball out towards center. Brock Dreher, a sliding catch out in center field to second base for a double play. So Carlos Avila was off of the bag there as Brock Dreher came up with a great play again out in center field. How many times have we seen that this year? Brock Dreher, he can cover a mile out there in center field. He came charging in, grabs the ball, slides to his knees, and then gets it to second base to record the double play. So a great play there by the center fielder. And there's the ball hit right back to the pitcher. Grant Schmidt runs it toward first, underhands it to first base, and McMahon is retiring the play. So after Lexington looked like they might have something going here in the third inning of play with two runners on and nobody out, Hastings gets a double play, and the ball hit right back to the pitcher, Grant Schmidt, to end the inning. So Lexington, they score no runs on one base hit, one error on Hastings, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings 12, Lexington nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings.
Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
American Legion baseball action today from the Area 7 baseball tournament at Memorial Field in Kearney on ESPN 1550 KICS. 12-0, Hastings with the lead over Lexington Pinnacle Bank here today. Caleb Lobby comes back out there. Lobby came on in the last inning. He got the two guys that he faced. Greer to fly out and Brooks Asher to strike out. After the starter, Brian McMahon got to start today and gave up 12 runs and 8 base hits with 6 walks. So we'll see if Lexington can shut the door now, maybe get back into the ballgame to make this thing a contest. Hastings having a go all their way. 12-0 is the score. As Caleb Lobby continues to throw some warm-up tosses here between innings. Alex Paganiban, Zach Merrill, and Braden Valentine schedule up here for Hastings in the third. This will be numbers 3, 4, and 5 in a batting order here this afternoon. Another game coming up here at Memorial Field. That will pit North Platte First National Bank against the Wesco Zephyrs out of Scotts Bluff. That one's scheduled to begin at 7:30 tonight. Kearney runs also in this tournament. Kearney's the number one seed. They've got the first round bye. They'll play the winner of this ball game tomorrow night at 7:30. In a second round ball game. So Alex Paganiban coming to the plate now for Hastings. He is 0-1 from the plate so far today. He's grounded out once. That was in the end of the first inning. And he had a base on balls earlier in the inning. So he's 0-1 so far in this ball game. Batting average on the year is sitting at .319. There's a pitch by Lobby. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1. Bango so far this year has got 23 singles and he's got 11 doubles. He's got 2 triples and a home run. 37 base hits and 116 trips to the plate. As the next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen and the count is sitting at 1-2. Bango has struck out 15 times. He has walked 19 times so far this year. Standing in there now with a count of 2-1. Next pitch way up high for a ball and it's 3-1. 3-1. The count here to Alex Paganiban leading off this third inning of play. Lexington has hurt themselves with 6 walks so far in the ball game, making number 7 right there. First one give up by Caleb Lobby. So Alex Paganiban heads down to first base on the play. 7 walks, and Hastings with 8 base hits so far in the ball game. Thus the score, 12-0 Hastings. Zach Merrill coming up there next. Pitching going to be way outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Merrill had a walk in the first inning, a bases loaded walk to bring home a run. Then he popped one to the shortstop in inning number 2. This is the bottom half of the third inning. Hastings out on top by a score of 12-0. Next pitch outside for another ball. You would think that one of these guys on the pitching staff for Lex could find the strike zone here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball on Zach Merrill. So it's officially 2-1. So evidently one of those first 2 pitches was a strike. They finally put it on the board there. 2-1 now to Zach Merrill with a runner on at first base. That's Paganiban. Next pitch way outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Morgan Ansbach, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Paganiban. So a pass ball there on Morgan Ansbach. Behind the plate, Hastings got a man on in scoring position. Again, that's Paganiban down there at second. Zach Merrill now is a count of 3-1 here at the plate. Next pitch way outside for another ball. So back-to-back walks now for the pitcher Caleb Lobby in the third inning of play.
Merrill with a walk.
Runners are now on at first and second base for Hastings. Nobody out. Braden Valentine coming to the plate next. Valentine with a 3-run triple in the first inning of play. Then he had a walk in the second inning play. He's already scored 2 runs. Pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 1-0. So Lobby not having any more success than the original pitcher, Brian McMahon. Hastings got base runners on at first and second base. Nobody out here in the third. Lobby works in the stretch. Next pitch going to be way outside for a ball. It gets away from the catcher. Ansbach, and again, runner is advancing one base. That one comes back to the screen. So a couple of pass balls, and now Hastings has got base runners on at second and third. Nobody out here in the third inning of play. Braden Valentine ahead on the count here at 2 balls and no strikes. Next one is going to be outside for another ball. It's 3-0. But when a team is struggling like this, you can't plug the dam. It just seems like nothing goes right here. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. He's now walked 3 straight guys here to begin the third inning of play after retiring the last 2 guys that he faced in the second. So 3 straight walks. Hastings with the bases loaded. Blaine Dreher coming to the plate next. Dreher had a 2-run home run in the first inning of play and had a base on balls in the second. He has scored 2 runs. The pitch to Blaine Dreher is going to be outside for another ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Blaine Dreher with a batting average of .231 to start the day. 25 base hits and 108 trips to the plate. Recorded his second home run of the season earlier in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be up high for another ball. Unbelievable. 2 balls and no strikes now to Blaine Dreher. Lexington has walked the bases loaded here in the third inning of play. Next pitch is going to be popped up out toward the outfield. Coming on is Flynn, the right fielder, and he can't make the catch. He's going to be in foul territory. It just falls foul out there, so that's a strike. And the count is at 2 balls and 1 strike. You're listening to the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament here today on ESPN 1550 KICS. At Memorial Field in Kearney, we'll be back on 1230 KHAS tomorrow for the second round game at either 4:30 or 7:30. If Hastings wins, we'll play at 7:30 tomorrow night against Kearney Runza. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. And now Dreher is looking at a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. 19 strikeouts, 14 walks for Blaine Dreher this year. Here comes the 3-2 pitch way outside for a ball. Now it's 3-2. So make the correction on the scoreboard again. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Blaine Dreher. Now the count is full with the bases loaded and nobody out. Here in the third, Hastings scoring 8 in the first inning and 4 in the second. Next pitch is hit towards center field. Salem comes on, and he can't make the catch. It falls right in front of him. It's picked up out there by the left fielder, Velasquez. A run's going to come in to score as Blaine Dreher gets aboard here. That'll be an RBI single for Blaine Dreher that drives home Alex Panganiban from third base. That makes the score 13-0. Hastings is out on top. Bases are still loaded. Merrill heads down to third. Brayden Valentine is on at second base. Blaine Dreher is on at first. Here's Vinny Schmidt as he pops one toward right field and going back to second baseman for goal, and he's going to make the catch. Vinny Schmidt, he flies out to the second baseman in shallow right field. Grabbing that one was Jade Fagot. And now Grant Schmidt, the pitcher, coming up there next. So now there's 1 man out for Hastings. Bottom of the third inning. Hastings still with the bases loaded. Dreher is at first. Valentine's at second. Zach Merrill is on at third base. Grant Schmidt to the plate. And the pitch there is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 to Grant Schmidt. Brian McMahon got the start today for Lexington. This is the first inning of full relief now for Caleb Lobby. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner, and he gets ahead now at 0 balls and 2 strikes. 0-2 to Grant Schmidt. Sam Reimer would be next. Here comes the 0-2 pitch up high for a ball. But around the eyeballs there, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 the count here to Grant Schmidt. Batting average on the year is sitting at .242. Next pitch is going to be a called third strike in the outside corner. He strikes out. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game now for Caleb Lobby. He has walked 2 guys. Actually walked 3 guys so far in the ball game. Sam Reimer coming up there next. Reimer's got a walk and he's got a single so far in his credit in this ball game. He takes a pitch outside here, 1-0 the count. Hastings 25-20 on the season. Lexington has struggled here this year. They're the number 5 seed. Next pitch is swung on and missed. 1 ball and 1 strike. That is Sam Reimer. All the wins for Lexington this year have been against Class B opponents. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner, and all of a sudden, Caleb Lobby has found the strike zone. Either that or they're getting some mercy calls here from the guys in blue, the home plate umpire. 1-2 the count, two men out, bases loaded. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and that one just misses. Two balls and two strikes now to Sam Reimer here for Hastings. Reimer has walked 15 times. He has struck out 15 times. There's the ball hit by the third baseman. That's in fair territory by the glove of Avila. That's into left field. One run scores. Here comes the second one of the plate. Pulling up at second base with a double. It's going to be Sam Reimer. Perfectly placed right down the line at third base, right on by the glove of Carlos Avila. Picked up by Danny Velasquez out in the left field, down there in the corner. But a double by Sam Reimer produces another couple of runs as Merrill comes in to score. Braden Valentine comes in to score for Hastings. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Blaine Dreher. And on at second base is going to be Sam Reimer. So now Hastings leads by a score of 15-0 here in this ball game. Brock Dreher coming to the plate next. This is the third time that Brock Dreher has been up there. There's a hard hit ball again, right by the shortstop into center field. Salem picks it up. Two more runs score around the bag at first, heading to second base on the play is going to be Brock Dreher. So two more runs scores. Blaine Dreher comes in to score from third base. Sam Reimer comes in from second base to score. Hastings now leading by the score of 17-0. And moving down to second base with a base hit there is going to be Brock Dreher. Hastings with 11 base hits so far in the ballgame. We've played just 2 2/3 innings. Here comes Brooks Asher to the plate next. Asher had a double off of the wall in left field in the first inning. Flew out to center field later on in the inning and struck out once. That was back in the second inning. Hastings again has sent 9 guys to the plate here in the third inning. This is demoralizing for a team that is trailing in baseball by a couple of touchdowns and a field goal. It is 17-0. Hastings out on top of Lexington Pinnacle Bank here in the Area 7 baseball tournament this afternoon. Asher takes a strike here inside. 1-1 the count. Next pitch is swung on and missed. 1-2. So leading hitter on the team, Brooks Asher, is still looking for his first base hit of this ballgame. Everybody else is getting in the act. Asher's got 49 base hits and 128 trips to the plate. There's the ball. It's going to be hit towards second. Fagot has got it. He gobbles it up and goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And the inning is over as Brooks Asher grounds out to second. But Hastings, again, they score five more runs here in the third inning of play. Hastings has got the lead after 3 complete. Hastings 5 points, bank 17, Lexington nothing.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
American Legion baseball action here today on ESPN 1550 KICS. A score in from the A6 Seniors Tournament. First round game. It was Gretna beating Norfolk today by a score of 12-2. So Gretna, the number 2 seed, they will move on. Gretna is actually the number 5 seed They will move on to play Grand Island Home Federal tomorrow. GI Home Federal getting a bye to the number one seed. That's in the Area 6 tournament being played up at Rider Park in Grand Island. So the first score in is Gretna beating Norfolk by a score of 12-2. In the A6 Juniors tournament, a couple of games today. Grand Island 5 points shut out the Columbus Reds 10-0. Gretna winning over Norfolk in the A6 Juniors tournament 6-0. There's a ground ball towards short and is fielded there easily. And Morgan Ansbach is retired into play as he grounds out to shortstop Sam Reimer. So Ansbach, he grounds out to begin this fourth inning of play. Chandler Flynn coming up there next. He's the right fielder. And then Danny Velasquez. 17-0. Hastings has got the lead as Lexington bats here in the fourth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here today, but chances are it's not going to go the complete 9. Chandler Flynn, he fouls away the first pitch. Nothing in one. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1. Lexington getting base runners in the first, second, and third innings, but nothing across the plate yet. There's another bouncing ball, slow roller out to Drew at third. His throw to first base. That's going to be in time. A nice play over there by Zach Merrill picking that baby up on the hop.
Blaine Drew grabs after Drew to bring up number 25.
Blaine Drew comes charging in toward home plate to grab that one. Gets it over to first baseman Zach Merrill, who pulls that one off of the carpet over there at first base. So they record the out there, 5-3 officially from Drew to Zach Merrill. And now Danny Velasquez, the left fielder, coming to the plate next. And the pitch by Grant Schmidt is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Velasquez, he reached on a base on balls back there in the second inning of play. Next pitch is going to be fouled away down the right field side out of play. Velasquez now looking at a count of 1-1. Grant Schmidt on the mound for Hastings here today. We expect maybe to see a Zach Merrill starting against Carney Runza tomorrow night. As the next pitch fouled back to the screen, and the count is sitting at 1-2. Brooks Asher behind the plate here in this ball game. Blaine Dreher, Sam Reimer, left side of the diamond. Benny Schmidt, Zach Merrill on the right side. It's second and first, respectively. Braden Valentine, Brock Dreher, Alex Pang, and Eben out of the outfield. Next pitch got away from Grant Schmidt. That one actually hops to the catcher, Brooks Asher, behind the plate. Down is sitting at 2-2. So 2-2 the count, two men out as we roll the deuces here. And inning number 4, this is the top of the fourth in Kearney. Here comes the next pitch, it's on the way, and it's going to be hit to left field. Valentine just stands there and makes the catch. So 3-3. Valentine, he could have been in concrete to grab that one. It's hit right to him out in left field. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score, Hastings 17, Lexington nothing.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice. With speeds up to 12 megs, Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online to shopglenwood.net and switch free today. For a limited time, Glenwood is giving away a free Roku with a 12-month contract. Call today for more details at 866-756-4746.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament today on ESPN 1550 KICS. North Platte will play the West Coast Zephyrs out of Scott's Bluff in the second ball game at 7:30. Action will continue tomorrow. If Hastings wins this ball game, we'll play at 7:30 tomorrow night against the number one seed, Carney Runza. They're the 9-time defending champions here in the area tournament. If Hastings loses this ball game, we'll play the elimination ball game tomorrow at 4:30. But either way, we'll have the games tomorrow on 12:30 KHAS back on our home base. So Hastings will bat here in the fourth inning of play. Or back to where we started from in the last inning with Alex Pangadeban. Hastings has sent at least nine batters to the plate in every inning so far. So Alex Pangadeban coming to the plate next. Pango, he has walked a couple of times and he has grounded out once. So he's officially 0 for 1 here in this ballgame, and he fouls away this first pitch here, nothing and one to Alex Pangadeban. Pango starting the day with a batting average of 319. He has struck out 19 times, and he has walked 19 times, and he has struck out 15 times this year. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's actually behind him, all the way back to the screen. And the count here is sitting at 1-1 now to Alex Pangadeban. We got 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order again for Hastings here in this inning. Pangadeban, Merrill, and Valentine. Here comes the next pitch by Lobby. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. A hard hit ball. It's going to be one bounce off of the bottom of the wall. Around the bag at first, heading to second base, and a double there for Alex Pangadeban. So Pango gets a double, one bounce off of the wall out there in the left center field. Pango gets his team-leading 12th double of the season. And now Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Merrill, he has walked two times so far today. He has popped one to the shortstop, and he has scored two runs.
Jared Foote.
Now Jared Foote is going to come to the plate. So already Russ Kendig gives him guys in the ballgame here. His foot will come to the plate. Now that's not right. We've got Merrill coming to the plate. That's going to be Zach Merrill strolling to the plate. I think Jared Foote is going to come out and run at the second base, and that's going to be the case. So Zach Merrill is up to the plate, and he takes a pitch down low for a ball here, 1-0 the count. Jared Foote is now your base runner at second base, so I assume we'll see Jared Foote inserted into the ball game here as Russ might be looking to get some of his starters a quick breather here with a 17-0 lead. All these games are 9-inning games here in this area tournament, so pitching will be a key and might want to save a little bit out there with Grant Schmidt getting 3 innings so far here in this one. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. 4 innings for Grant Schmidt. So Harry Hastings got base runners on again at first and second base.
Braden Valentine
coming up there next. Valentine, the left fielder, had a 3-run triple in the first inning. Had a base on balls in innings 2 and 3, has scored 3 runs. He's got 3 RBIs.
For Merrill, number 19, Matt Krantz.
And now Matt Krantz is going to come out and run at first base. So Matt Krantz will run at first base. Jared Foote is on at second base for Hastings. We're in the fourth inning of play. And coming to the plate for Hastings will be Braden Valentine. He takes the pitch outside for a ball here, 1-0 the count. Hastings scoring 8 runs in the first inning, 4 in the second, 5 in the third. Now they got base runners on at first and second base. Nobody out here in the fourth as the next pitch can be fouled back up into the seats. Just skips by the fence here into the first row of the bleachers. And Valentine is now looking at count of 1-1. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes playing the first round of their area tournament out in Scott's Bluff tonight. 6 o'clock starting time against County Post 52. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now 2-1 to Braden Valentine here for Hastings. 257 is his batting average. 27 base hits and 105 trips to the plate. There's the ball hit off of the handle of the bat. It's going to be grabbed here by Lobby, and he goes to first base and doubles up. Foote at first base. So Braden Valentine, he just got a little piece of that one. It goes off of the handle of the bat. It was Krantz running at first base, who was doubled up on the play there. So a double play, 1-3 officially. So now Hastings has got 2 men out. Foote is still down there at second base for Hastings. Now Blaine Dreher comes to the plate next. Pitching can be outside for a ball. So Valentine just got a little piece of that when he popped it up toward the first base side. It was grabbed by the pitcher, Caleb Lobby, and he just underhands it to the first baseman for a double play. They catch Krantz off of the bag there at first. There's a check swing out in front of the plate, grabbed there by Ansbach to catch, and he throws it down to first. That's going to be in time. And Hastings is out of this fourth inning of play. So Hastings, for the first time, is shut out in an inning. They score no runs on one base hit. No errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning of play. Hastings has the lead. It's Hastings 5.17. Lexington Pinnacle Bank, nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The Red, White, and Blue Sales event at Furniture Direct will save you some green. Bring new style and comfort to your room with a sectional with the built-in chase, only $9.99. Enjoy quality time in your new Power Rocker Recliner, now only $3.99. Ask about 24-month special financing. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings, and visit the new and improved website, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
So now Braden Valentine is going to come on and throw for Hastings here in this fifth inning of play. Braden Valentine on the hill now for Hastings. He has a record of 2 wins and 2 losses. He's thrown 29 innings so far for Hastings, giving up 36 hits and 27 runs. 22 of those have been earned, 27 base on balls and 7 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 5.31. So Braden Valentine now on the pitcher's mound for Hastings. Jared Foote, I see, is going to be out in right field. And Hastings has made a bunch of other changes as well. Going to have a new first baseman as well for Hastings. Over there at first base is going to be Grant Schmidt.
For pitcher number 3, Grant Schmidt moves to third base.
And let's see what else is out there. Sam Reimer is still at second base. Vinny Schmidt still at Vinny's at second. Sam Reimer is still at third base. And I have a new left fielder as well as Valentine.
Pitcher number 8, Caleb.
Coming on to throw down for Hastings. So we'll check left field for you. Caleb Lobby is coming up there now for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. 17-0. Hastings has got the lead. And so now Braden Valentine, a right-handed thrower, is up there for Hastings, and there's a swing and a miss here. 17 runs, 12 base hits, and 1 error for Hastings so far in the ballgame. There's a ground ball toward first, fielded there by Grant Schmidt. Runs it over to the bag and records the outs. Good play there by Grant Schmidt over at first base. Looking for the pitcher's mound. Snags that ball. Nice backhanded grab there at first base, and he races to the bag to retire Caleb Lobby. Jade Fagot coming to the plate next for Lexington. He struck out back there in the second inning of play. So Fagot is 0-for-1 so far today as he lines this one into the fence on the first base side. Hastings with 17 runs, 12 base hits, and 1 error. Meanwhile, Lexington, they have got no runs. They've got just 2 hits so far today and 1 error defensively. There's a ball hit off of the handle of the bat. It's going to be in foul territory again back here toward the screen. And the count is sitting at no balls and 2 strikes now to Jade Fagot. And if Hastings wins this ball game, they'll see the number 1 seed, the 9-time defending champs here in the area tournament tomorrow, Kearney Runza. 7:30 ball game will be on the air with a pregame show at 7:15. That one tomorrow will air on 12:30 KHAS. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 1-2 the count down to Jade Fagot. Next pitch is going to be down low. It actually bounces to the catcher, Asher. The count now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hot and steamy in Kearney today. 97 degrees was the temp at game time. Just a slight breeze out of the south at 13. The feels like temperature is sitting at 102. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball. And now the count is sitting at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Playing on field turf here this afternoon at Memorial Field. So probably a few degrees warmer than the actual temp here 3-2. There's the ball hit out to the pitcher. Valentine grabs it for the second out. That was kind of a check swing for Jaden Fagone. He just got a little piece of that one. The pitcher, Braden Valentine, grabs the ball out there. That is two men out now here in the fifth inning of play. Carlos Avila coming to the plate next. So Carlos Avila is to the plate here. Yeah, he reached out an error back there in the third inning of play as the first pitch comes to him. It's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Hastings got to a great start, scoring 8 runs in the first inning of play, and they have not looked back. There's a high fastball and a swing and a miss. First inning, Hastings got a single from Brock Dreher, a double from Brooks Asher. Base on balls to Panganiban, base on balls to Merrill. 3-run triple to Braden Valentine, a 2-run homer by Blaine Dreher. A strikeout to Vinny Schmidt, a single from Grant Schmidt, a single by Sam Reimer, and another single by Brock Dreher. And before you knew it, Hastings had the lead 8-0 to get things started here today. 17-0 right now. Hastings with the advantage. There's a ball hit towards second base. Vinny Schmidt on a couple of hops goes over to first base, and Lexington goes down in order here in the fifth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Hastings 17, Lexington nothing.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage here today on ESPN 1550 KICS. Mike Will here at Memorial Field in Kearney. Hastings out on top of Lexington in this opening round ball game by a score of 17-0. This is actually a matchup of the number 4 and number 5 seeded teams here in the area tournament. Hastings the number 4 seed, Lexington the number 5 seed. Top-seeded Kearney Runza has the night off tonight. We got the number 2 and number 3 seeded teams in North Platte and Scotts Bluff meeting in the second ball game at 7:30 tonight. So Hastings out on top here by a score of 17-0. Hastings will come to bat here in the fifth inning of play. This is scheduled for 9 innings, but we understand there is a 10-run rule after 7 innings. So off to labor on for a while here. Hastings will send up the bottom third of the order in this fifth inning. It's going to be Vinny Schmidt, Grant Schmidt, Sam Reimer coming to the plate to face Caleb Lobby, who is on in relief for the starter today in the Brian McMahon. He throws a strike here. Nothing and one to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny so far today, a strikeout. He's reached on a base on balls and scored a run. He's flown out to second base in his 3 plate appearances. He takes a pitch inside for a ball here. 1-0, no strikes. So Vinny Schmidt, the second baseman, takes a look at the next pitch here. It's going to be way outside for a ball. 1-0, 2 strikes. McMahon, the starter today, he walked 6 guys in the ballgame. Hastings has taken advantage, obviously, of that. There's a swing and a miss, and the count is sitting at 2-0, 2 strikes. Lobby, since he's come on, he has walked a total of 4 guys in a ball game. So 10 walks given up by the pitching staff for Lexington here in the ball game. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball, and it gets away from Ansbach all the way back to the screen. So 2-0, 2 strikes now to Vinny Schmidt batting here in inning number 5 today for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed, and he strikes out. A strikeout in the ballgame there for Lobby. And coming up there is going to be Grant Schmidt next. So a strikeout by Lobby. That's going to be a strikeout number three in the ball game now for Caleb Lobby. Lexington also with some defensive changes here. We'll try to pass those along to you. Here in the fifth inning of play, we see Carlos Avila is still at third base. Morgan Ansbach is now moved over to a shortstop in the play. Fago is still over there at second base. And we've got McMahon at first base. Sonderlund, he moves from a shortstop to behind the plate. So some defensive changes in the infield here for the Lexington Pinnacle Bank squad. Seth Sonderlund now behind the plate on a hot afternoon, and catcher with all that gear on, probably ready for a little break. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Actually, they say it hit him briefly. Grant Schmidt hit by a pitch, so he's the one at first base. That didn't hit him much as he goes breezing by his jersey there. The home plate umpire gives him first base being hit by a pitch. Now coming up there for Hastings is going to be Devin Wyman. So Devin Wyman is going to bat in this number nine spot. Again, we told you earlier that Sam Reimer has been nursing a back injury. So maybe we have seen enough from Sam Reimer here as we play into the fifth inning. So Devin Wyman now comes out there to bat in this number nine position for Hastings. First pitch to him is going to be inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Wyman has got just one base hit in 19 trips to the plate so far this year. The batting average of .053. As the next pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Wyman here in this fifth inning. Base runners on at first base. That is Grant Schmidt. Sneaking away from the bag there. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for another strike on the outside corner. Nothing and two now to Devin Wyman. There should be one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Wyman's got five base on balls and two strikeouts so far this year. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right center field. Going over his Flynn, and he makes the catch on the fly. So Wyman flies out to right field. That is the second out of this fifth inning for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And now coming to the plate next is going to be Brock Dreher. Dreher, he's got three base hits already today. Had three singles. He's driven home a run. He has scored a run. And Brock Dreher is looking to get on the base pads one more time. The pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Brock Dreher so far this year has a batting average of .391. 43 base hits and 113 trips to the plate coming into the ball game here this afternoon. There's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. In fact, that one bounces to the catcher, Seth Sonderlund, off of the turf. The count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes. 17 runs, 12 hits, one error for Hastings. No runs, two hits, and one error for Lexington. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. Has now 3 balls and no strikes. 3-0 the count. Brooks Asher would be up there next for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's now 3-1. Russ talked about the 9-inning ball games during the pregame show. We play 7 all year long. We get to the area tournament and the state tournament, and all of a sudden we play 9. Here's an indication that that's not a good idea. There's a hard hit ball out to a right field. Chandler Flynn is going to grab it to record the out. A fly ball to end the fifth inning of play. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score. Hastings 17, Lexington nothing.
All of us at 5 Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
5 Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and 5 Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com.
Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here in Memorial Field in Kearney here this afternoon. Hastings out on top by a score of 17-0. Devin Wyman is not going to be in the ball game for Hastings. He'll be at third base. So Devin going to get some time in the infield here in this ball game with Hastings comfortably ahead. Braden Valentine is still on the mound, so Russ Kindig is juggle the lineup here a little bit. Brooks Asher now behind the plate. Devin Wyman is at third base. Sam Reimer is at shortstop. Vinny Schmidt at second base. Grant Schmidt is at first. Matt Kronz out in left field. Brock Drew out in center. And Jared Foote out in right field. Hastings out on top by a score of 17-0. This is a double elimination tournament here this weekend for the Area 7 Baseball Championship. And coming to the plate, first of all, for Lexington will be Seth Sonderlund. Sonderlund started at shortstop. He's now playing behind the plate, the catcher. This is the sixth inning of play. Seth Sonderlund so far, he is 1-for-2 in the ballgame. He's grounded out once, and he's got a single. Lex with only two base hits in the ballgame. Sonderlund's got one of them. He's way out in front of this one as he fouls it away. And the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes. So Sonderlund has got a base hit. And Brian McMahon, he had a base hit. There's a bouncing ball again towards short. Sam Reimer on a couple of hops. Grabs it, goes to first. And that's going to be in time. Dug off of the turf there by the first baseman, Grant Schmidt. So Seth Sonderlund, he grounds out to the shortstop here to begin this sixth inning of play. Hastings with only one error in the ball game so far. Lexington has got one. And coming up to the ball game, or coming up to the plate next, it's going to be Skyler Salem, the center fielder. Salem, he reached on a base on balls and he hit into a double play in his first two plate appearances here in this ball game tonight. Valentine goes to work. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. And the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes. Brian McMahon would be next, and then Morgan Ansbach as Lexington can get something going here in the sixth. There's a high fly ball. It's going to get right back into the seats right in front of us. Fouled off of the bat there of Skyler Salem. So they got no balls and two strikes. You're listening to the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament here today on ESPN 1550 KICS. There's a curveball that's thrown in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. A strikeout there by Braden Valentine. That is his first of the ball game. Nice pitch by Braden Valentine. A 0-2 count there. So two up, two down for Lexington. That's going to bring up Brian McMahon next. He started on the pitcher's mound here this afternoon. And Brian McMahon is now playing at first base. He takes a pitch outside for ball here, 1-0 the count. Braden Valentine rocks and fires. Next pitch hit toward first, foul territory, so the count even up. One ball and one strike. Brian McMahon started on the mound today, gave up 12 runs, 8 hits, 6 walks, 1 strikeout. Caleb Lobby has been out there ever since for Lexington with only limited success as Lexington is falling behind here in the ball game by a score of 17-0. Next ball is a curveball by Valentine up high, 2-1 the count. Next pitch is hit right back to Valentine on a line shot, and he grabs it there as he goes over to first base to make sure, and Brian McMahon is retired in the play. So Brian McMahon goes down. Lexington goes down in order here in the sixth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score. Hastings 17, Lexington nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The Red, White, and Blue Sales event at Furniture Direct will save you some green. Bring new style and comfort to your room with a sectional with a built-in chase, only $9.99. Enjoy quality time in your new Power Rocker recliner, now only $3.99. Ask about 24-month special financing. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings, and visit the new and improved website, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. Mike Will here at Memorial Field in Kearney. Hastings has got things going here against the undermanned Lexington team. Hastings on top on a score of 17-0 here in this one. 17 runs, 12 hits, one error for Hastings. Lexington, no runs, two hits, and one error. So they head to the sixth inning of play. Hastings will send out Brooks Asher here in the sixth. Then we'll see Jared Foote. First two batters to come out here to face Caleb Lobby for Lexington. Lobby so far, he has thrown 3 2/3 innings. 74 total pitches, they say. Giving up 4 hits and 5 runs, all 5 earned, 3 strikeouts and 4 base on balls. The Lexington pitching staff has granted 10 walks so far. There's a hard hit ball right back up through the middle. That's a base hit. Skipping away from that one on the pitcher's mound was a Lobby. So Brooks Asher, he gets his first base hit of the ball game. Check that, the second base hit of the ball game. Asher had a double back there in the first inning. It seemed so long ago. Everybody got in the act in the first inning. 8 out of the 9 guys recorded at least a single in that first inning. So Brooks Asher gets aboard with a single, a hard hit shot right back up through the middle, and Hastings has got a base runner on again here in the sixth. Alex Pangadeban, this is a Jared Foote coming to the plate next as a throw down to first base as the pitch was outside. Diving back in there was Asher. So this is Foote at the plate now for Hastings here in the sixth inning of play. Jared Foote on the season has got a batting average of .219 as he bats for the first time today. There's a ground ball to Fagoa at second base. He bobbles the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. A likely double play ball there by Lexington is bobbled by Jade Fagoa at his second base. Foote is going to reach on an error. Moving down his second base on the play is going to be Asher. Foote is on at first base. And now Krantz is going to come to the plate next. Matt Krantz batting in the number 4 spot now for Hastings as Krantz was inserted in the ball game in the last inning. Krantz has got a batting average of .208. He's got 10 base hits and 48 trips to the plate. 8 singles and a couple of doubles to his credit. It's going to be down low. Ball gets away from the catcher. Sonderland all the way back to the screen. And running down to second and third base on the play is going to be Foote and Brooks Asher. So Hastings has got guys on in scoring position again at second and third base. Nobody out here in the sixth inning. Hastings already leading by a score of 17-0. Krantz has got a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Next pitch is on the way. The ball is going to be hit toward left field, and it curves over to foul territory. Yeah, the corner of the field here at Memorial Field. So 2-1 the count. I think I can safely say Hastings will play in the 7:30 ball game tomorrow against Kearney Runza, the top-seeded team here in the Area 7 baseball tournament. Beyond the air with the pregame show at 7:15 tomorrow, back on 12:30 KHAS. Grounds fouls away the next pitch, and now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A game-changer statistic form just flashed up that Hastings had a 99% chance of winning this ball game. And there's a called third strike on Matt Krantz. So Krantz strikes out of the ball game. That's strikeout number 4 in the contest now by Caleb Lobby. Now coming up there next is going to be Braden Valentine. So they give us a 99% chance of winning, according to my game changer statistics. That's a pretty good shot. There's a high fly ball out to our right field, and the ball is going to be mishandled by Chandler Flynn. It falls to the turf, and coming in to score on the play is going to be Brooks Asher. So another routine fly ball out toward right field. Chandler Flynn just had that baby fall out of his glove. So Braden Valentine is going to get a board on an error. Asher comes in to score. That makes it 18-0 in favor of Hastings. Moving over to third base on a play is going to be Foote. Valentine is on at first base on an error. And now Blaine Dreher comes to the plate next. Boy, Hastings was playing with a lot of confidence coming into the area tournament. This is only going to enhance that confidence here as they get ready for a big showdown tomorrow night with Connie Runza, a team that Hastings has not had very good success with in the past. Connie, the 9-time defending champs here in the area tournament. Hastings figures they have a shot at him here for the 2015 season, although Hastings has dropped a couple of games to him already. We'll play tomorrow night at 7:30, the second round of this area tournament. There's a ground ball toward third, foul territory. Two balls and one strike now to Blaine Dreher for Hastings. Dreher, if you're just joining us, had a two-run home run over the fence in left field back there in the first inning of play. Reached on a base on ball, scored a run in the second. Had an RBI single in the third inning of play and scored a run. Reached on a fielder's choice back there in inning number four. But he's not a good outing here today. There's a ground ball again towards short, backhanded there. By Ansbach, his long throw to first base is not going to be in time. And another run comes in to score. Foote comes in to tap the plate for Hastings. That makes it a 19-0 ball game in favor of Hastings Five Points Bank. Valentine hits down his second base. Blaine Dreher is going to get aboard here. And they're going to give him a base hit, I believe. A base hit here for Blaine Dreher. That's 14 base hits now for Hastings, making 15 as Vinny Schmidt singles the left field, picked up by Velasquez out there in left field. So a base hit there for Vinny Schmidt. Now Hastings got the bases loaded again. Valentine is on at third. Blaine Dreher is on at second base. And now Grant Schmidt coming to the plate next for Hastings. Grant Schmidt started the ball game today for Hastings. He's now playing at first base. So Grant Schmidt up there, he takes a whack at that one. Swing and a miss, nothing at one. Grant Schmidt today went four innings, threw 53 pitches for Hastings, gave up two hits, no runs, one strikeout, two walks. Next pitch comes inside, and the ball gets away from the catcher, and coming in to score for Hastings from third base is going to be Braden Valentine. Hastings has scored another run. So Valentine comes in to score on the pass ball. Blaine Dreher heads down to third base on the play. Vinny Schmidt's on at second base. And Grant Schmidt now has a count of one ball and one strike. So it's now 20-0 in favor of Hastings here in the Area 7 baseball tournament. Grant Schmidt coming to the plate here, and he's got a count of two balls and one strike. Next pitch is going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Now two balls and two strikes. So two balls and two strikes to Grant Schmidt, waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is drilled again. Third base side, out of play, foul territory. Two balls and two strikes. If this isn't a case to move these opening round games, or at least the first two rounds of the Area 7 baseball tournament back to seven innings, I don't know what is. This one has not been a contest since the first inning. Next pitch is going to be down in the carpet again. It was trickling over here to the first base side, but staying put at third base is going to be Dreher. Down is at three balls and two strikes to Grant Schmidt. Base runners on at second and third base. One man out. Next pitch here by Caleb Lobby is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Base on balls, and Hastings got the bases loaded again. That's going to be walk number five, delivered up here by Caleb Lobby. Walk number 11 for the pitching staff for Lexington. And now the head coach for Lexington is going to make his way back out to the pitcher's mound to have a little conference. Maybe what the team wants to eat for supper tonight, because they're not anywhere close to being competitive in this ballgame. It's 20-0. Hastings has out-hit Lexington by a score of 15-2 in this ballgame. Lex with three errors in the ballgame. Hastings has got one. I don't know what you can say when your pitcher's having a tough time finding the strike zone. 20-0. Hastings has got the lead. Hastings has beaten this team twice already this year. 18-2 in Grand Island, and they beat him a couple of weeks ago in a home contest. 8-0 at Duncan Field, but Hastings erupting for 8 runs in the first inning, 4 in the second, 5 in the third. This has not been a contest here tonight. Hastings has not scored in the fourth and fifth innings, but they got 3 on the board so far here in the sixth, and they're threatening for more. One man out. Coming to the plate next for Hastings is going to be Devin Wyman. Wyman flew out to right field his last time up there in inning number 5. So Wyman to the plate now for Hastings. Batting average on the year at .053. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high, up over his head. And the count goes to 1-1 now to Wyman. The West Coast Zephyrs have arrived. They will play North Platte First National Bank in the second ball game, scheduled for 7:30 here tonight. There's a ball hit by the third baseman. That's going to be in foul territory. Carlos Oliva right by his outstretched glove there at third base. So the count now is sitting at 1-2 to a Devin Wyman. Here comes the windup and the pitch by Lobby. Swung on and missed, and Wyman strikes out. Strikeout number 5 in the ballgame now for Caleb Lobby. Now there's 2 men out here in the 6th inning of play. Brock Dreher comes to the plate next. Dreher has been up there 5 times already today. Next pitch they'll play is going to be skipping to the catcher, Seth Sonderlin, has got 1-0. Brock Dreher has got 3 singles to his credit so far. 3 singles, and he's flown out to right field, so he's 3 out of 4 in the contest so far today. He scored a run, got a couple of RBIs. No balls in 1 to Dreher. Here comes the next pitch in there. It's going to be another strike. So no balls and 2 strikes, 2 men out for Hastings here in this 6th inning of play. So again, we have put 9 guys to the plate here in the inning. There's a high fly ball out to right field. Chandler Flynn goes back and he loses the ball. It's over his head. It's going to roll to the wall. Another couple of runs come in to score, and pulling up at second base on the play is going to be Brock Dreher. So they're going to give him a double on the play, but that is another ball that should have been caught there by Lexington's Chandler Flynn out there in right field, and just loses the ball out there. It goes over his head. 3 runs come in to score. So he'll be credited with 3 RBIs on the play with no error. So 3 runs come in to score, and Hastings now leads by a score of 23-0 in this ball game over Lexington Pinnacle Bank. Now we go back to Brooks Asher again here in the 6th inning. Asher, he had a single his last time up there to begin this inning. Scored a run. Had a double in the first inning. He flew out to center, struck out once, and grounded out once in the ballgame. 23 runs and 16 base hits for Hastings 5 Points Bank here in the opening round of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. It will not come this easy tomorrow, I'll guarantee, against Kearney Runza. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner on Brooks Asher. And the count is sitting at 1-2. American Legion baseball coverage tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be out wide for a ball. It's now 2-2 with 2 men out. Lex will have to bat at the top of the 7th inning, and I think that's all she wrote here. Here comes the next pitch to Asher. It's going to be outside for a ball. 3-2. Everybody having great success at the plate here tonight. Yeah, team batting average coming in here of .293. You're going to be pushing the .300 mark by tomorrow. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. Boy, the same old story. Bricks Asher works out a walk. Runners are on now at first and second base. Now coming to the foot is going to be Jared Foote. Foote, he reached out an error back there in the sixth inning of play. Earlier in this inning, we're still in the sixth. Hastings with base runners on at first and second base. There's a strike delivered up there. No balls and one strike to Jared Foote. 12 walks now for Lexington. There's a bouncing ball. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the left field. Velasquez grabs the ball out there in left field. So Hastings has recorded their 17th base hit. Foote, he singles the left field. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Brock Dreher. Brooks Asher is on at second base. Foote is on at first base. Here comes Matt Krantz to the plate next. Krantz, he walked once and struck out once so far in this ball game. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Lexington, they will drop back into the loser's bracket ball game tomorrow at 4:30 against the loser of the next ball game coming up between Scotts Bluff and North Platte. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for another ball. One ball and one strike now to Matt Krantz batting here in the sixth inning of play. Caleb Lobby working from the full windup with the bases juiced. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate. The count is at two balls and one strike. So 2-1 the count now to Krantz. Braden Valentine would be next. This will be the 26th win of the season for Hastings 5 Points Bank if we can get out of here with a win tonight. Next pitch is going to be a curveball. That's going to be in there for a strike. I think the home plate umpires have just seen enough here and helped this ball game move along here. Two balls and two strikes with two men out. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be hit toward right field. Chandler Flynn goes over, but the first baseman goes back, and he can't make the catch. It falls out there in the foul territory. Good effort, though, by the first baseman, Brad McMahon, but he can't get there. Ball's in the foul territory, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. So Krantz comes back and grabs the club. Back in the right-hand batter's box. Batting average on the season is sitting at 208 to start the day for Matt. 10 base hits and 48 trips to the plate. Here comes a 2-2 pitch to him. It's on the way. It's going to be up high for a ball. Now it's 3-2. Three balls and two strikes to Matt Krantz. Two men out. Bases are loaded, so the runners will be going on the pitch. Here's Lobby winds. There go the runners. Next pitch inside for a ball, and he walks home a run. Krantz hits a base on balls, drives home another run. Coming in the score is going to be Brock Dreher. He comes in and taps the plate. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Asher. Foote is on at second base. Krantz is on at first base, and we're going to have a pitching change coming up. A pitching change coming up now for Lexington here in this sixth inning of play. We'll take a break with a score, Hastings 24, Lexington nothing.
If people look at the history and what Mary Lanning has attempted to provide for 100 years, is amazing.
I would hope that within the next 100 years, the hospital and its staff would not lose sight of its history, why it's here, why it was developed, why Mr. Lanning put it together, and why it was called Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital.
I think Mary Lanning's role in the community will always stay strong, and the hospital will always be something that the community will be proud of.
I see it as remaining a community hospital that provides the best service for the people of this area.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Seth Sonderlin is going to be the new pitcher now for Lexington Pinnacle Bank. And the first guy he'll face here for Hastings is going to be Braden Valentine. Valentine had a three-run triple back there in the first inning of play. Had a couple of baseline balls, hit into a double play and reached on an error. Bounds away the next pitch, and the count is sitting at one ball and one strike down to Valentine. Hastings out on top by a score of 24-0. Salabi goes 4 1/3 today. Throws 119 pitches in 4 1/3 innings. Wow. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Good scoop behind the dish there from Morgan Ansbach. Throws 119 pitches. Gives up 10 hits and 12 runs. Seven of those earned. Five strikeouts and seven walks. Lexington has now walked 13 guys in the ballgame. There's a ground ball to second base picked up there over to first to record the out. And Braden Valentine is retired in the play. And that is all she wrote for Hastings here in the sixth inning. But Hastings coming up with, seven more runs here in the sixth inning. Hastings has the lead as we head to the top of the seventh inning. The score, Hastings 24 and Lexington nothing.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
You're listening to the American Legion Baseball Tournament, the Area 7 Baseball Tournament here today on ESPN 1550 KICS. While we wrap up coverage from the Adams County Fair over on 1230 KHAS, a little bonus edition here of baseball on ESPN Radio today. Unfortunately, it has not been a contest. Hastings out on top of Lexington. The score is 24-0 here in the ballgame. Braden Valentine will come out here for Hastings and trying to finish things off. 10-run rule after seven innings, and unless Lex can pull a rabbit out of their hat here in the seventh inning, we'll get out of here. Hastings will play in the winner's bracket ball game tomorrow. They would take on Kearney Runza tomorrow night at 7:30. On the air with the pregame show tomorrow night, back on 1230 KHIS, 7:15 with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. So Valentine comes back out for Hastings. Valentine has thrown two innings so far. He's thrown just 24 pitches in the ballgame, giving up no hits and no runs. One strikeout, no walks. Grant Schmidt got the start for Hastings tonight and went the first four innings. He threw just 53 pitches in four innings, giving up two hits and no runs, a strikeout and a couple of walks. So Valentine will go to work here. This is Morgan Ansbach, who's been shifted all over the place today. He's back behind the dish now. The catcher, he's 0 for 2 at the plate. He's flown out to center field, and he's grounded out once in the ballgame. Pitch by Valentine is going to be inside for a ball, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. This will be win number 26 on the season for Hastings 5 Points Bank, if we can get out of here tonight. Next pitch skips away from Ansbach in the right-hand batter's box, and the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. Chandler Flynn, the scheduled hitter, coming up next, and then we'll see Danny Velasquez, the left fielder. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed by Ansbach, and the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count here as Braden Valentine tries to get Hastings out of this ball game here in the seventh. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Has three balls and two strikes. Zach Merrill expected to get to start for Hastings in that ball game against Kearney Runza tomorrow night. Next pitch is going to be fouled tapped here at the plate, so the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Hastings has lost to Kearney twice already this season. Kearney's got a
great record. The number one seed here in the area tournament. They're 39-1 so far this year. Three balls and two strikes to Morgan Ansbach. Here comes Valentine's next pitch. Hit on the ground. Left side of the diamond. And it can't be grabbed there by Reimer, the shortstop. That is in the left field for a base hit. So the third base hit of the ball game now for Lexington. Morgan Ansbach bangs one home there for Lexington. He's on board at first base. And Chandler Flynn comes to the plate next. Reimer dives for it right toward the edge of the outfield grass, but can't come up with it. It's finally picked up out there by Matt Krantz, the left fielder for Hastings. Chandler Flynn comes up there next. He is 0 for 2 so far today. He's popped one of the first baseman, and he's grounded out to the third baseman so far in this contest, so he's zip for 2. Ansbach now tying up his cleats over there at first base for Lexington. His time is being called here. Braden Valentine anxiously waiting on the pitcher's mound here for Hastings. Now we're set to go as Brooks Asher flashes the sign behind the plate here, and Chandler Flynn is in the right-hand batter's box. Valentine works from the stretch. Here comes a fastball to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. 24-0. Hastings has got the lead over Lexington. 24 runs and 17 base hits for Hastings. No runs and 3 base hits for Lexington here in the ballgame. Lex has also helped us along with 3 errors in the field. As the next pitch will be fouled back to the screen. 1-1 to Chandler Flynn, who's had his problems out at right field as well. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is hit to the left side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. So back-to-back singles perfectly executed there. A hit and run as Morgan Ansbach took off on the pitch. Chandler Flynn, he singles right in between Reimer, the shortstop, and Devin Wyman, the third baseman. So back-to-back singles here for Lexington in the seventh inning of play. Still nobody out. Danny Vasquez will come to the plate next for Lex. He has reached on a base on balls, and he's flown out to left field in his 2 plate appearances here tonight. The pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 1-0 the count. So Braden Valentine working from the stretcher with base runners on at first and second base. Flynn is on at first. Ansbach is on at second. And here comes the pitch to the plate. He's going to hit Danny Velasquez. So just like that, Lexington is loaded up the bases here. Ansbach moves down to third base. Flynn is on at second base. Velasquez is down there at first base. And now coming to the plate is going to be Caleb Lobby. He started at second base. He threw a couple of innings out there for Lex. He's now at the shortstop as he takes a whack at the first one and fouls it back here. The count is at no balls and 1 strike. So nothing and 1 to Caleb Lobby. Next pitch by Valentine. Hit on the ground to second. Vinny Schmidt goes to second base for 1 over to first base. That's going to be in time. They turn a double play, but a run comes in to score. A 4-6-3 double play. Hastings down with 2 men out, but coming in to score is going to be Morgan Ansbach. And Lexington gets on the scoreboard here in the seventh inning of play. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Chandler Flynn. So they turn the double play there right up in the middle there. Vasquez is retired at second. Lobby retired at first base. 2 men out. Now we will throw here to Jade Fugo. He's the first baseman. He has struck out once. He's popped one back to the pitcher. He's 0 for 2. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. 1-1 the count here. Braden Valentine trying to finish things off for Hastings here in the seventh inning. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low. And it's now 2-1. Throw the ball across the plate and let your defense do the work here. You're up 24-1 in the ballgame trying to get out of here. Valentine's next pitch is going to be outside. Hits the outside corner for a strike. And it is now 2-2. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game tonight. Going to have a lot of candidates. Post-game show coming up with Russ Kindig as well. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. And the ball game is over. Hastings College, rather a Hastings 5 points bank, going to win it here tonight in a big fashion as they beat Lexington, as the game is going to be called after 7 innings by the 10-run rule. Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 24-1. Back with a recap after this.
No errors.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro advantages and to request a free quote for a custom design building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
Now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Special things are going on during our Drive and Discover event. Stop in and test drive one of the new amazing vehicles we have to offer and discover what you've been missing out on. Drive and discover from our selection of Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, or Ram trucks with huge discounts for you during the Drive and Discover event now at Great Plains North Highway 281 in Hastings.
So Hastings wins it tonight over Lexington. Final score of 24-1 here in the first round of the Area 7 baseball tournament. Hastings officially with 24 runs, 18 hits, and one error. Lexington, one run on four base hits and two errors. Vinny Schmidt, actually Grant Schmidt, will be the winning pitcher tonight. He throws the first four innings. He gives up two hits, no runs, one strikeout, two walks. Braden Valentine throws the next three innings. He gives up two hits, one run, one earned, couple of strikeouts, and no base on balls. McMahon is going to be the losing pitcher for Lexington. He goes one and a third innings tonight, throws 69 pitches in one inning. Eight hits, 12 runs, 11 of those earned, one strikeout, six walks. Lobby came out and threw four and two-thirds innings tonight. He gives up 10 runs and actually 12 runs and 10 hits. Seven of those earned, five strikeouts and seven walks. Lexington with 13 walks in the ballgame here tonight. So Hastings got on the board early, had a big first inning of play. They scored eight runs on seven base hits, including a three-run triple from Braden Valentine, a two-run homer by Blaine Dreher, a double by Brooks Asher, and you get the picture. Hastings had to go all their way tonight. Eight runs in the first inning, four in the second, five in the third. They were shut out in the fourth and fifth, and they come through with seven runs in the sixth inning of play. And Hastings goes on to win this thing by a score of 24-1. So Hastings is now 26-20 on the season. They'll play top seeded and nine-time defending champion Kearney in the second round of the tournament tomorrow at 7:30. We'll have the game back on 12:30 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 tomorrow night. In the final score, Hastings beats Lexington tonight by a score of 24-1. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show coming up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KICS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our postgame report is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice. With speeds up to 12 megs, Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online to shopglenwood.net and switch free today. For a limited time, Glenwood is giving away a free Roku with a 12-month contract. Call today for more details at 866-756-4746.
It's time for the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
So again, Hastings wins it here tonight. The final score of 24-1 over Lexington Pinnacle Bank. This is the Player of the Game on ESPN 1550 KICS. Boy, where do we start? Brock Dreher had a monster night tonight. He had 4 hits and 7 RBIs for Hastings. Brooks Asher had a couple of base hits in the ball game. Alex Panganiban had a base hit. Jared Foote had 2 base hits. Zach Merrill had an RBI tonight. Braden Valentine with 1 hit and 4 RBIs. Blaine Dreher had 3 hits and 4 RBIs. Benny Schmidt also had a base hit tonight. Grant Schmidt had 2 base hits and 3 RBIs. And Sam Breimer had 2 hits and 2 RBIs. And then both pitchers for Hastings throwing pretty well here tonight. Grant Schmidt and Braden Valentine giving up just 1 run between them. Hastings had 3 strikeouts and only 2 walks in the ballgame here tonight. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings, 5 points back. When you have 7 RBIs, you got to be considered the player of the game. Brock Dreher had 4 hits and 7 RBIs tonight for Hastings out of the leadoff spot. He had a 3-run double in the 6th inning of play, had a single in the 3rd, drove in a run with a sacrifice fly in the 2nd inning, also had a single in the late in the stages in the 1st inning of play to drive home another run, and he got off the inning in the 1st inning with a single as well. So Brock Dreher had 4 hits and 7 RBIs for Hastings. He's our player of the game tonight as Hastings knocks off Lexington by the score of 24-1. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on ESPN 1550 KICS.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics teams and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Let's head back out to the diamond and talk with the coach.
So Hastings 5 points back, picks up a win tonight, 24-1 over Lexington Pinnacle Bank, as Hastings head coach Russ Kindig joins us in the post game show. And Coach, we knew we would play our game tonight. We had a pretty good chance of winning this ballgame. I thought we played extremely well, especially early in the ballgame.
Yeah, we did. We came out ready to go from the first pitch and played well. Kyle, we hit the ball. We have been hitting the ball. And it wasn't us going up there and trying to swing for the fences. It was good approach. You know, line drives. Our balls to the gaps were all line drives today, not big, deep fly balls. So guys did a great job. Went out, played, and took care of a team, and now we're on to Kearney tomorrow night.
You get up 12-0 after a couple of innings. A lot of times you relax a little bit, but I didn't feel the team did that tonight.
No, we didn't. And I hate coaching in games like that. I've been on that side that Lexington was on there too, but I hate coaching those games. You don't know. It's a fine line, you know, if you're running guys you shouldn't or holding guys you know you should. You know, Lexington's beat a lot of teams this year. They're a 500 baseball team, and we didn't want them to come back into the game, and we're going to keep playing baseball. We called off the signs a little bit, but we put a ball in the gap with guys on, we're going to run the bases and play.
A lot of extra base hits in the ball game tonight. Of course, you had the home run in the first inning of play, had a triple in the first inning of play, and a double all in the first inning of play. We explode with 8 runs. That's what you like to see.
Yeah, we'd sure love to see it tomorrow night, that's for sure.
Hopefully we didn't use up all of our hits tonight, huh?
I don't think we did. Like I said, the guys have really been good here lately, really been focused in and locked in, and like hopefully we come in. Hopefully we didn't lose them. Jeez, I don't even think about that.
Anyway, you made their pitchers throw a lot of pitches. First guy threw 69 pitches in just an inning in the third, and then the second guy throws 124 in the ball game. That's the way to work the pitching staff, huh?
Yeah, you know, you do that kind of thing, and you're going to get some pitches you want to see, and we definitely did that.
Rock Dreher had a monster night. He had 4 hits and 7 RBIs for you. That's that leadoff spot. You'll take that any day.
Yeah, we sure will. You know, there's always a guy that struggles. Brooks goes up there and hits a couple balls hard and can't find a hole. So, you know, those guys get frustrated a little bit there. But we told him, you might get 6 or 7 at-bats the way this game's going. So leave the bad ones behind you and move forward.
So now what we expected, we see Kearney in the second round of this tournament tomorrow, a team that we have not had great success with, but a team that both you and I feel that we stack up pretty well with.
Yeah, I think so. They'll throw Peyton Pocock, I would imagine, maybe Langan, but Pocock's kind of been their guy this year, so we're playing on him, and it doesn't matter who we're going to face, we're still going to throw. I don't know who we're going to throw for sure yet. But, you know, we're going to go in there. We're going to play hard tomorrow night. I have no doubt in my mind there, and hopefully we keep swinging the bats like that.
Tell you what, that would be a big win for us if we can get by Kearney, and then we sail on into the finals of this thing. Just playing this extra game is it nice that we got out of here with a shortened game, a 7-inning ball game?
Yeah, sure. Number one, we didn't have to use a lot of pitching. Number two, get that area jitters out of you, hopefully, and they're playing their first game tomorrow night, so maybe they'll have a few, but they're well coached. They're a good team that I don't think that'll last very long. So hopefully we come in good to get Grant out of there, and because we possibly could use him later on Tuesday after he only threw about 50 pitches. So we'll give him Saturday, Sunday, Monday off, and if we need to go 3 days rest, I think he could definitely at least give us a couple innings. So glad we didn't have to go 9.
So after tomorrow night, do we start to look toward the state tournament since we're already in and try to line up our pitching staff, or do we try to win this thing when we pick up a win tomorrow?
Right. It's pretty well been put together here since about that Mike Peterson tournament as far as pitchers. And most guys have been about 6 days rest, so we can throw anybody in there right now. And whoever we throw in order this week, and we'll probably throw that same order in the state tournament, though.
Okay, savor this one tonight. We'll come back tomorrow.
Yep, thanks.
That's Russ Kendig, the head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Again, Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 24-1 over Lexington, exploding for 8 runs in the first inning of play, and it was downhill from there as Hastings wins it easily tonight, 24-1. Hastings now 26-20 on the season. They will play Kearney Runza tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll be back on 12:30 KHIS tomorrow night, beginning with a Russ Kendig pregame show at 7:15. We've got North Platte coming up against Scotts Bluff in the second ball game here tonight. It gets underway at 7:30. So that'll wrap things up for our ball game tonight from Kearney. Again, Hastings wins it by a score of 24-1. From my producer and engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Kearney.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on Platte River Radio. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.